fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our show on Wednesday, the first day of December. The prepper tip of the day is to make sure your winter car kit is all squared away and ready to go. And we have with us Jeff Nyquist. Jeff's website is jrnyquist.blog. He has 6 books for sale at amazon.com. And good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, John.
Well, sir, good to have you with us. I was just reading what I believe there was a communist influence as to these LGBTQT, whatever it is, XYZ laws in Finland. Apparently, there's a pastor being prosecuted on criminal charges for advocating what the Bible states, that a marriage is between a man and a woman only, one man and one woman only, and he's being charged with a hate crime in the country of Finland. What he's teaching is mainstream Christianity. It's nothing bizarre or freakish. It is mainstream Christianity, right out of the Bible, that a marriage is between a man and a woman for life. And what, if any, knowledge do you have, Jeff, that there's communist influence behind these laws regarding homosexuals getting married and related topics?
Well, it's common sense strategy, first of all. Why, you know, I remember a priest in the old calendar Greek Orthodox Church some years back. We were talking, and he said, you know, what really surprised me is this thing about homosexuality becoming so celebrated. He said that wouldn't caught me by surprise, because, you know, homosexuals are such a tiny minority of the population. They're not popular. Nobody really wants to glorify them. You really takes an effort and resources to glorify such people. And of course, if you've ever been in the educational establishment, you know that the teachers' unions and the teachers' organizations are controlled by communists, basically. If you've ever been in the teaching profession, you see it. It's pretty clear. I mean, that's, they tried to recruit me when I was getting my teaching credential years ago. That was my first exposure to real communists. And of course, they were bringing out cultural, multiculturalism back then in the 80s. But the interesting thing about the strategy is that the purpose of glorifying homosexuals is because it says in the Bible that homosexuality is wrong. You then immediately make, if you get everybody to glorify homosexuals, they have to attack Christians then. And Christians, if you really look at, nobody really is interested in fighting communists, except Christians who know that their rights and their freedom will be taken away and they'll be persecuted because communism is atheistic. Communists hate Christianity. So it's a very, very interesting strategy because it immediately puts, here you're only advocating the rights of these sweet people, right? And look at these haters, these Christians. So that is why it exists. Because as the Orthodox priest said, is, boy, that one really was a curveball. I couldn't believe when that came up, you know, homosexuals were being glorified. That is strategy.
A very successful strategy, isn't it, sir?
Well, that's the big surprise. If you dress up a snake and said it was a garden hose, the communists could sell it to you. I mean, salesmanship is something that's universal. If somebody really wants something badly and wants to convince you, people are pretty impressionable and weak-minded generally. And if you put enough effort, it's like, people often think the big lie technique was Hitler. No, if you read Mein Kampf, Hitler was talking about the big lie as being a communist technique. You take something and you repeat it over and over again and it becomes the truth. And that's what the communists do. It's like with global warming. If you say it enough times, it becomes science even, John, if you take that vaccine, it's safe and effective.
Of course it is.
And that's science. And what are you, against science? And you just keep repeating it. And 750 million shots later, you've killed the whole Western world, right?
Absolutely. Jeff, we got a caller on hold. Let's take our call. We got Jeff in Massachusetts. Good morning, Jeff.
Thank you very much, John and Jeff. I'm going to go back to the classics. Mao Zedong said that political power grows out of the barrel of a gun. What you see in America today is a Chinese communist revolution in America. And also, with these COVID shots, I'm going to go back to another classic. Steve Quayle said, it's either a shot in the arm or a shot in the head. Here is the thing that frightens me, especially in the blue states. I can see an Australian-like future come to these blue states to where you will see people forcibly get the jab. Now, Jeff, I want to ask you what you think of this. Can you see the day to where the government will use mercenaries or foreign troops to come to the doors of Americans and say, you either take the jab, whatever it is, or a new variant or a new disease, or you get executed on the spot? What do you think, Jeff?
No, I don't think so. Look, the Chinese will be pulling up, Chinese People's Liberation Army regiments will be pulling up to the neighborhoods of different people that are locked down in their houses and dragging them out and shooting them before it comes to that. They don't need a reason. When they can actually shoot you, they won't bother with the shot. Because the shot takes too long.
Yes.
The thing is if you've got a person who's in that position, you better shoot them quickly because they've got rifles, they'll shoot back. It's interesting. I have information that the situation in Austria where they're going to mandate vaccines, they're talking about vaccinating everybody before the end of February, that there could be civil war in Austria. So if that's what could happen in a country like Austria, imagine what would happen here in the United States.
I was actually talking about Australia, to where they're actually putting the jab to the Aborigine population. I mean, they're actually giving them the vaccine forcibly in Australia.
Well, you know, they took their guns away in Australia. Now, what I would say about Australia is Australia has a completely different psychology as the United States, because Australia was founded as a penal colony. They never had a revolution. They didn't have a General Gage come in and take their guns, and then they went and chased General Gage back to Boston and besieged him and eventually forced him to abandon Boston. But that didn't happen in Australian history. No, Australia was a penal colony. And the same families that ran that penal colony really are the dominant families in Australia today.
Oh, wow. Very
and
educational.
The psychology of the police and the psychology of the population in Australia is not American psychology.
Fascinating. Because the reason why I asked that question is because I live in a heavily, heavily blue state. And thinking about what Steve Quayle said years ago, either a shot in the arm or a shot in the head, and thinking about the possibility of going to a checkpoint and being confronted with that, actually gives me the willies. And
Communists, you know, I mean, that kind of a statement. Who said that statement, a shot in the arm or a shot in the head?
Steve Quayle's famous for saying that. And he said that many years ago before COVID ever came to be. Now, I don't want to put words in his mouth, but he did say that. That statement is either a shot in the arm or a shot in the head. In other words, you either take whatever vaccine the government puts out or you get executed on the spot.
Well, here's my thesis, and I don't know that it's true, but it's a theory, and I'm hoping somebody's going to prove it untrue. So I just put it out here to the whole audience. My theory is that the pandemic and the vaccines – a part of an attack from the communist bloc, that they have infiltrated the CDC, the National Institutes of Health. They've infiltrated the governments of all the NATO countries, of Japan and India. And so, like in some states in India, you have ivermectin being used, and others they're pushing the vaccines. Right. Well, if you look at my thesis, is why is this only happening in countries that are enemies of communist countries? India, Japan, Australia. The NATO countries. You're not seeing these vaccines pushed in other places besides places that are inconvenient to communist strategy. And you're not seeing the vaccines, by the way, they're not taking them in China or Russia or Cuba or Venezuela or Nicaragua or, you know, they're not these that, you know, so this is a particular, this is a strategic map of the countries that would be fighting in a war against Russia and China and Cuba and Venezuela and Nicaragua and North Korea and Vietnam. The countries that would be fighting them are all the countries that are taking the jab. So my thesis is, prove me wrong that this is not an actual WMD attack on the West.
I'll wrap it up with this. This is a soft World War III, or what I call a prelude to the actual
soft.
World War III.
When you're trying to kill a billion people, it's not soft.
Oh no, you're right, but the method they're using is soft, in my opinion. In other words, subtle, soft, deceptive, and the sheep are just falling for it. I'm not going to fall for it. Jeff and John, thank you very much, and do have a good one. Bye bye.
Okay, Jeff, thank you for the call. Jeff, I know you're a busy guy. You aren't necessarily aware of the headcount on the presidents that opposed the clot shot now being dead. I'm going to pull that up here in a moment. Let's see. Where did that thing go? Here we are. There's up to five now. And I'm going to have that list in front of you. Out of 195 countries, five presidents opposed the COVID clot shot. Presidents of Burundi, Swaziland, Tanzania, Ivory Coast, and Haiti. All five presidents opposed the COVID clot shot. All five are now dead. The replacements, they got the memorandum, Jeff. They got the memo. Support the clot shot, or you're next. So it's not coincidence. Whenever
so they eventually will vaccinate Africa, but that's in the future probably, huh?
Well, yeah. The COVID-19 is almost non-existent in Africa because they use so much ivermectin to as a prophylactic for malaria.
It's actually anti-malarial drugs. I don't think it's ivermectin. I had a friend from Cameroon who I was talking to when the pandemic first broke out. He was worried about the people in his country. And the thing is, there's a tree bark, and it's similar to the main anti-malarial drug. What is it, quinine?
Quinine, right.
And they use it to make tea. And as the pandemic spread, they're finding that the people in Africa, the only people that were really Africans who were getting sick were the ones that had spent a lot of time in Europe and had adopted European habits of eating and drinking and had abandoned the native practices. Africa has not been affected. So that's very interesting. But they haven't pushed to vaccinate everybody in Africa like they have in other countries. So I don't think it's been successful there. And besides, they want to make sure that we all get vaccinated first. I think what I've heard from a source in Russia is that they want to vaccinate. They do want to. The Chinese want to eliminate most of the sub-Saharan African population because eventually they want Chinese to move in there because they built infrastructure there and they're not really charitable. The Chinese don't give charity.
No.
They're not building those things for free for the Africans. They intend to occupy that at some point.
Right.
With 1.4 billion Chinese, China is so heavily overpopulated, they could replace the population of the United States after killing everyone and replace the population of sub-Saharan Africa, and China would still be overpopulated.
Well, Jeff, my friend, Command Sergeant Major Dan Page, he spent a year of his life in sub-Saharan Africa documenting what the communist Chinese were doing there, building roads, water treatment plants, sewage treatment plants, power generating plants, airports, everything they need to colonize sub-Saharan Africa. And that's the plan, is to have Africa with no Africans. The plan is to have United States with no Americans. That is the plan, isn't it, sir?
Yeah, from what I've heard, I haven't, you know, there might be other areas they're planning to do this, but those are the two areas I've heard from sources. And, of course, we have the secret speech of Chiao Chen to confirm that the lower 48 states is going to be Chinese, a second China.
Absolutely. And that speech is on my website. And that speech was not meant for the consumption by the Chinese people, let alone the rest of the world, was it, sir?
No, it was only made for high-level Chinese Communist Party cadre to understand the strategy so they would be able to help coordinate and advance the strategy.
Absolutely. Well, I believe the president of Tanzania who was murdered, he was a scientist. This is the gentleman
How did he die?
I don't have that in front of me, but I recall he did a PCR test on a piece of fruit and goat saliva, and they both came in positive for COVID. That made news for a few days.
So, but he died of COVID?
No, he was assassinated. I don't have the details here in front of me. The one that got some fairly big headlines was the president of Haiti. A hit team came to his home.
Oh, yeah, there was speculation they were Chinese, hired by the Chinese, wasn't there?
Yeah, that was speculation. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
Thank you. standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have? Do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Website is thelibertyman.com. You'll find the EMP Shield devices there, and this hour is sponsored by the EMP Shield devices. Nice discount on each piece of equipment you get at my website at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.blog. His book's for sale at amazon.com. And there's a way to subscribe to your articles, Jeff. Let people know how they can do that, please.
Yeah, there's a button below each article. It's a PayPal button, and it will help me keep the website going.
All right, our next caller is Glenn in Pennsylvania. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
Jeff, you had talked about the persecution or opposition of the LGBTQ crowd to Christianity, and you know, this is it's intriguing to me that these are the same people who requested, begged for, and even demanded tolerance. And when the Christians said, "Okay, well, you know, we disagree. We're taking a biblical view, and we disagree that homosexuality is okay or normal," and then they turned the tables. And then once they became empowered and subverted, you know, the value system, now they are most assuredly intolerant and persecutory of the Christians. And I think it's also important to remember the Christian ethics derives from Jewish ethics. After all, it's the Jewish Messiah whom the Christians worship. And I wonder, you know, if Jews are committed to the Torah and the Tanakh, well, Tanakh is most of the books of what we call the Old Testament, but not the Talmud. The Talmud, of course, is rabbinical commentary, and that's where all the mischief comes in. But I sometimes wonder how it is that Jewish people who are committed to the Torah and the Tanakh don't also stand up to speak out against LGBTQ. And, and we've seen the subversion of the psychological establishment, and back in as recently as the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual 2 of the APA, homosexuality was still considered a mental illness. And that changed with the multiple versions of DSM-3. I know we're up to DSM-5 now, and certainly there's not a hint in there anywhere of homosexuality being aberrant. But anyway, I just, I sometimes wonder where are the Jews to stand up and say in Leviticus and the Torah, this is anathema, or in, other books of the Old Testament. It doesn't seem like, the Christians utilizing Jewish ethics are saying, no, we can't concur to this. We certainly not going to harm anybody or anything, but we disagree, and this is what we believe God has said.
Yeah, it is interesting. The DSM, I think a psychologist once told me that it was categorized with the identity disorders like narcissism.
That's a personality. Yeah, personality disorder with narcissism, and hedonism. I don't think that's a specific disorder. But anyway, so we've seen the subversion of the APA. But, look at these other groups to whom, from which one might expect to get some support. Well, the APA is gone, and there are precious few Orthodox or Hasidic or ultra-Orthodox Jews who, though affirming the Torah and the Tanakh, which is the prophets and the history and the wisdom literature and stuff, but instead we see, we even saw Barack Obama one time mistakenly assert that the Talmud was among the holiest books of Judaism, and it certainly it is not. It's a rabbinical commentary, some of which is quite vehemently anti-goy. The Christians are going to, it seems like we're entering in a time of more overt persecution, where we're seeing the Bible attacked as racist, and we have this
strategy, yeah.
And that Finland apparently is all but outlawing the preaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ at this point. It looks like they're really, really going after Christianity specifically, because for the longest time, the liberals tried to say that the Bible did not forbid homosexuality. But it's so explicit in the New Testament epistles and in the Old Testament Torah, in the Leviticus, there's just no way around it. So they have no choice but to mount a frontal attack, on the Bible and on Christianity. All right, thank you, Jennifer.
Okay, Glenn, thank you for the call. Okay, it was hydroxychloroquine that they use in Africa for the malaria. And we have a break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life
with Extendovite. Fix bayonets.
Lay me down in the Colgren, where a fall. Many men have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. G.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 1st of December. I do private consultations. I really look forward to doing these, helping individuals, families, and groups get the clarification, get the focus they need, the information they need to move forward and achieve their goals. Details at my website at thelibertyman.com. We're adding to the COVID section today. We'll have the article about the five presidents who resisted the COVID shot for their countries, how all five of them are now been assassinated, all dead. And last but not least, energy cleaners. Yeah, I'm shipping them out. I've got 9 or 10 going out today. I got another 9 going out tomorrow. Expect to get more later in the week. And get these backlogs all caught up, helping people get their life back. You can check out the details at my website on the Energy Cleaner, where you can place your order using PayPal. You can send me a check. And my address is right there. Keep in mind, I have a 90-day money-back guarantee, something your doctor is highly unlikely to do. Toll-free our line to order your Energy Cleaner, your mattress pad. Here it is, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.blog. Books for sale at amazon.com. And Jeff, it looks like our next caller here is Dave in New York. Good morning, Dave.
John, I'm glad to continually hear that you're getting all these energy cleaner orders. I mean, that really speaks to the repeat order and the success of the machine, because I don't think you're getting all those orders straight off just advertising here on RBN.
No, no, about half of them are repeat orders. You're right, Dave. That's true. Yep.
Yeah, yeah. So that really says something to me about it. I appreciate that information. That's actually good data. I wanted to give you some other data. I had 10 people here that I'm in contact with, and people that I know personally, who had COVID in the last 2 weeks, and I can report today that now only 9 have COVID. One is healed forever. His obituary was came out yesterday. He passed away on Monday. I knew him quite well, and going to the building that he owned last night and imagining that he's not there gave me a little more realization of what it means when someone dies. You know, it doesn't hit you immediately. So so people are dying, and he was 83 and taking a handful of pills a day. Very active. He jumped off the loading dock last year. I helped him out off the loading dock this year, so he was able. People fail at that age with this kind of a thing. Another guy is still in ICU. I haven't heard about. He actually worked with this guy for 2 days when he was coughing. Not a smart thing in these times. And people, you know, due to the lack of incidents over the summer, people don't even think about it. And that's a detriment, and they're not taking protection. That's the other thing. Now, I also saw another article dated November 30th, The Metaphysics of Social Engineering. In the technique of subliminal contradiction, two mutually incompatible bits of information are simultaneously projected into the perception of the victim without the contradiction being either pointed out or explained. So I think misinformation and disinformation sources are out there, and they promote both truth and untruth. And, I see that here. Mr. McCanny this morning mentioned that graphene hydroxide needed the hydroxyl group or the oxygen to make it not flat anymore, or to make it flat, excuse me. And this is patently false according to elementary organic chemistry. SP2 hybridization in benzene makes it flat. Benzene is the simplest molecule in the graphene family. Graphene itself is flat. It's flat. It's aromatic flat molecule with p orbitals all over the place. And people who speak like this, he was a scientist, but now he's saying strange things as well. I don't contend any of his great accomplishments, which I'm not that aware of. But this is a problem. Secondly, I don't know who gave the information that that the Omicron variant doesn't exist. John, I don't know who told you that. I don't see how you could prove a negative. I mean, this is not logical. Many scientists are out there. Top scientists we know and trust in are talking about it. There's evidence for it. Who's to say? But I wouldn't go out saying that it doesn't exist without proof. How could you prove that it doesn't exist, John?
There has to be proof that it does exist first before we have to go any further.
No. Well, there's evidence. There's evidence for it, you know? There's evidence for it.
Right. Well,
I mean, look at Chris Martinson's
paper. Let Jeff. Jeff has something to say.
I have a question for you about, you mentioned graphene hydroxide.
Yes, that's what Mr. McCanny mentioned this morning. Instead of merely graphene oxide.
Are you aware of the work of Andreas Hoack in Germany?
Well, he's not doing any work. He's been cured of all diseases, just like my friend.
He died on the 26th, I'm told, from somebody in Europe told me that he died on the 26th of a heart attack. Is that what you heard?
I heard that he died, and there were suspicions that he was actually wiped out and intentionally murdered. I was going to bring that up, but that McKinney had already brought that up. That article was on Rents.com.
My reason for raising it is that, do you think that now he represents himself, Mr. Dr. Hoak, as an expert in chemistry and carbon. His PhD paper, he claims, was on this subject. He is saying that the that I think he was referring to Pfizer shots where samples were shown to have graphene hydroxide in them. And he was apparently upset about that, saying that there's no reason for this to be in the shots. So what do you think? I mean, you've read up on this. What do you think about his claims?
Well, no reason for it to be in there. It's been delineated that it's in numerous patents. Karen Kingston was talking about this. Dr. Richard Fleming says that many vaccines have had graphene oxide in them before.
Graphene
I don't know.
Hydroxide.
I haven't seen verification.
He's saying, graphene oxide. Graphene hydroxide shouldn't be in the shots.
Well,
he's
what is graphene? What is graphene hydroxide? Can you give me a structure? I mean, graphene's a family. Graphene hydroxides are families. The graphene oxides have both ketone groups, carboxylate groups, carboxylic acid groups, and hydroxyl groups. They can have all of those. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's got a hydrogen atom in it that the other just has the oxygen.
An OH group. An OH group like a
phenol. Right, an OH group. Right, exactly.
Ring.
And he said that it makes it really hard. It makes it it's not a structure that breaks. He makes the point. I don't know, have you seen his last video he made hours before his death?
No, I didn't. I can look into the science of this, Jeff, and I'd love to do that.
That would be good. That would be helpful because I'm trying to evaluate how credible it is. What he's saying.
Well, I would say this. I mean, you've got graphene itself is an aromatic compound with aromatic stabilization. It should be relatively, you know, a very stable molecule in many respects. But as this guy in Vancouver pointed out, it has free electron capability to donate electrons and things. And James in Vancouver mentioned this. I would say that the hydroxyl group is what makes it non-flat. Okay, because the hydroxyl group has a bend in it, and it can rotate on the exterior of the molecule, even if there's atrope isomerization hindered by an adjacent CH group or some other functionality there.
Yeah.
You know, these other groups make it non-flat, if anything.
Yeah, yeah. Well, of course, it's what interests me is, you know, I read up on it because I found a paper about how they could put small amounts, doses of toxins inside of the graphene oxide that could be released by certain triggers to, you know, for example, they wanted to make a treatment for against HIV. So when a graphene oxide that has a little toxin in it reaches the HIV contact with it triggers it to open up, and it zaps the HIV with a poison. It kills it. And this poison is then specifically able to be targeted within the body because it's almost like a peanut M&M. You know, it's got you can't get to the chocolate until you've broken through the sugar crust, right? So that's kind of intrigued me as a delivery system for almost anything. You could make a weapon out of that. You could if you put that in a vaccine, but. What Dr. Hoak was claiming was that the structures in the vaccines, we called them nano razor blades, that are causing the heart inflammation, causing the various symptoms and problems with the vaccines. It's a rather extraordinary claim because it's most mainstream scientists would tell you, no, it's the spike protein that's doing this, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I had my own doubts on that. McKinney has brought up that point, and I think that point should be investigated. But it's clear to me that when you hydroxylate or oxidize, you know, have oxygen atoms attached to benzene or graphene oxide, any aromatic carbon-based system, that you're going to introduce polarity and the compatibility with a biological system that has polarity to it. It's water-based system, your body, and I think that would be very important to its interactions and transmission through the body, transport.
Yeah.
And this is what we saw with compounds we had that we were trying to use against cancer. You know, of course, the ones that are like rocks, I mean, they're like, you know, insoluble organic compounds that, you know, they're not going to move anywhere. They're going to stick together as a little pseudo crystal, you know. And
well, what's interesting was his claim. Yeah. I mean, I'm a non-expert, and he claimed to be one of the leading experts in Europe, in fact. If that's true, I had a friend checked out his credentials, and he has books on scientific subjects available on Amazon in German. But what was interesting is his statement that these nanoparticles made out of graphene hydroxide, they're sharp, and if you take the shot and it hits a blood vessel, he's saying what's really lethal about the vaccines, if it hits a blood vessel, that stuff will then come through the blood veins and strike the epithelial cells, if I'm saying that correctly, the cells that line the blood lining. Epithelial, right, cells that are very smooth, and then they scar them on a very small level, at a micro level, and they're no longer smooth. And then they will stick in there. Those little particles will get stuck, and those particles are not biodegradable. They stay in there, which is what is causing more micro blood clotting, continuous micro blood clotting, and inflammation of the vascular system. And it's an intriguing idea that he has that there's something wrong with the nanoparticles causing this.
Yeah. Well, what he's saying is that these he's giving a mechanism for the damage that is observed. And I understand that graphene or graphene oxide, when injected into the body, does cause inflammation. I think there's plenty of studies that show that. And yeah. The exact mechanism of that is a great question. But, I mean...
Yeah, well, that may be it, that the structures... Now, when he said that what he found was it wasn't... These particles weren't graphene oxide, but hydroxide. And his alarm at finding this is that these are sharp structures, because of the way they configure. So I don't know. And the sharpness is what makes this, the inflammation that is observed, and the various problems that people have after being vaccinated.
Well,
it's interesting, Jeff,
take a look at the structure. The structure is a big flat disc. Listen, if you had a metal disc in your body, it, that's very different than all these biomolecules, the proteins that fold and make soft, big things with little, identifying groups on them. It's very different, and it's very foreign. And yes, I think I would consider that to be a knife or a razor blade potentially. You know, it's very incompatible with all the other biomolecules in the body.
Having something like that inside you.
Yeah, I mean, hemoglobin itself, the heme inside of that is an iron chlorophyll porphyrinoid, porphyrinoid-like structure. And porphyrins are flat, but that's surrounded by the heme protein. And so, you know, you don't have a free disc there in the body, and you have iron in the middle, and you have oxygen or carbon dioxide going off bound to the central iron in the heme. So, I mean, that is not the same as a graphene family razor blade disc. And I think
if you take a shot and it's because of something in it, you're going to have permanent inflammation of your arterial system. That's a long-term problem, because that's what causes cardiovascular disease. Is inflammation.
Well, I think the inflammation could repair, and graphene and graphene oxides are eliminated over time through the body. And
how are they eliminated? Because he was saying they're biodegradable, and they're not. There's no way to get them out of the body.
Oh well, I don't know. I heard differently. All this I need to investigate further to properly count.
Yeah,
I don't want.
Yeah, we'll definitely investigate.
Silly.
Yeah.
I'll check on it, Jeff, and thanks for that question.
Yep.
Okay, thanks for the call, Dave.
Yeah.
Well, we had quite a scientific discourse there, didn't we, Jeff?
Yeah, sorry about that. I hope that wasn't too technical for people.
Well, we lost a few people during that discourse, but it was good information. And, what direction you want to go next?
I don't know how many people are talking about Dr. Hoak and how much interest there is here. Apparently, Dave is aware of that. Have you heard of this at all?
I have, and it's very disturbing what's going on, what happened to Dr. Hoak. Here's our last break. We'll be right back.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number and any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. As I said to those who've joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat. We have before us an ordeal of the most grievous kind. We have before us many, many long months of struggle and of suffering. You ask, what is our policy? I will say it is to wage war by sea, land, and air with all our might and with all the strength that God can give us. To wage war against a monstrous tyranny never surpassed in the dark and lamentable catalogue of human crime. That is our policy.
Okay, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, Jeff, this hour just flew by. We had quite a intense science lesson there. You, sir, have about 3 minutes to put out the most important information you want to this week, sir.
Oh, my, the time has flown by.
It has, hasn't it? Yep.
Well, people have to figure things out for themselves. I think that anything where you're being forced to take an experimental medical treatment, where they had redefined the meaning of the term vaccine in order to tell you it's a vaccine, it's all kind of very odd. And the kind of people who are pushing it, and the fact that it has not been proven to be safe and effective, I think people have to make their own decisions about this, but I wouldn't take it. And I think people need to show due caution. And if the government is going to try to force people, that's wrong, because it is experimental. And for them to suddenly find ways that are not according to the normal way of procedure. Look, they say plastic number 7 is not harmful to people. I react to water that's stored in plastic number 7. I have very, very serious symptoms when I'm exposed to it. So the FDA says it's safe. Well, it isn't. Everything the FDA says is not true just because they say it. So, and especially when you're dealing with something that's a new medical treatment. It's one thing to give it to pigs. You know, I mean, I don't know how many piglets have died of taking mRNA vaccines. I think quite a few in China. But to give this to people experimentally, I don't know. I want to know also what's in the vaccine, which I understand they have not actually published. There's no transparency here. This
no.
isn't right.
No, that's kept secret for 50 years.
Yeah, this is not right. And so, you know, you smell a rat. It's like, wait a minute. You want me to put this in my body and you're not telling me what's in it? And then you're telling me that I take full responsibility, you take none? No. Don't take something. You know, if you were told, here, take this pill. Now you have to sign saying that if anything happens to you, you take full responsibility and I take none. You immediately, you know that you probably shouldn't take that pill, right? You are
right.
Trusting somebody that you don't know what their trustworthiness is. And with Big Pharma, guess what? They've produced a lot of medicines that have hurt a lot of people over the years. And that's a fact.
Well, we're documenting about a one-third increase in funerals. That's what's going on right now as we speak, a one-third increase in funerals.
In the United States.
In the United States, yes, sir. I've seen it in my county.
A one-third increase in funerals, wow.
Yep. And I just read an article, the Batesville Casket Company up in Batesville, Indiana, is having a great increase in business, about 20% plus. Jeff, thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
All right, that's it for the day. Get medical supplies, your energy, cleaning, your essential oils. Now while you can, your firearms, ammunition, never ever give up your guns. Please do a fun, safe, productive day, and God bless America.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today. Yeah.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.